From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. A lone gunman identified as 64-year-old retired accountant Stephen Paddock is blamed for the worst mass shooting in American history. Late Sunday, Paddock opened fire from a high-rise hotel room on a country music festival in Las Vegas, Nevada. At last report, 59 people were killed and more than 500 others wounded. Paddock, who had no previous criminal record, killed himself. President Donald Trump spoke to the nation on Monday.
It was an act of pure evil.
Mr. Trump said the nation is grieving for the victims and for their families.
To the families of the victims, we are praying for you, and we are here for you. And we ask God to help see you through this very dark period.
The president is scheduled to visit Las Vegas Wednesday. A motive for Sunday's attack still remains a mystery. Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo said such an act is hard to prevent.
This is an individual who was described as a lone wolf. I don't know how it could have been prevented if we didn't have any prior knowledge to this individual.
Although the Islamic State has claimed responsibility, law enforcement officials said at this point there is no connection with an international terrorist group. In Cameroon, the rights group Amnesty International said at least 17 people have been killed in clashes between Anglophone protesters calling for independence and security forces. The clashes erupted Sunday on the 56th anniversary of the incorporation of the Anglophone Southwest. Protesters said they have been marginalized by the Francophone government of President Paul Biya. From Washington, this is VOA News. President Donald Trump travels to Puerto Rico today to survey the damage caused last month by Hurricanes Irma and Maria. Power to most of the Caribbean U.S. territory remains out, and shortages of drinking water persist.
We are going to be seeing all of the first responders, the military, FEMA, and frankly, most importantly, we're going to be seeing the people of Puerto Rico. It's been amazing what's been done in a very short period of time on Puerto Rico. There's never been a piece of land that we've known that was so devastated. The bridges are down, the telecommunications was non-existent, and it's in very, very bad shape. The electrical grid, as you know, was totally destroyed.
Thousands of federal disaster relief and military personnel are on the island helping in recovery efforts 2 weeks after it took a direct hit from Maria, a Category 5 hurricane. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees warns that asylum for people fleeing war and persecution is eroding as states increasingly use refugees as a political football to further their national interests. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva at the opening of the UNHCR's annual week-long conference.
The UN Refugee Agency reports a record 65.6 million people were forcibly displaced by war and persecution worldwide at the end of last year, including 22.5 million refugees who had crossed international borders. In a somber assessment of the current global situation, UN Refugee Chief Filippo Grandi notes in just 5 weeks, 500,000 Rohingya refugees have fled terrifying violence in Myanmar.
Principled leadership has frequently given way to an erosion of refugee rights, driven by confused and sometimes frightened public opinions, often stirred up by irresponsible politicians.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Three American geneticists, Jeffrey Hall, Michael Robach, and Michael Young, were awarded the $1.1 million 2017 Nobel Prize in Medicine for their work on the internal biological clock that governs wake-sleep cycles. But Hall said of the work of others paved the way for their research.
We owe a lot. All three of the awardees owe a lot to how the fundamental factors and phenomena were established by many, many investigators going back more than 100 years.
The three scientists used a fruit fly as a model organism and were able to isolate a gene that controls daily biological rhythm. And the Trump administration is expected to order nearly two-thirds of Cuba's diplomatic staff to leave the U.S. in wakes of months of mysterious attacks in Cuba.
That's the latest world news from VOA.